Thanks for joining me on the Friday. We look forward to racing from Hollywood Bets Durbanville on the Saturday. 8 races are carded. I saw earlier on an article, a press release in the Sporting Post about the Guineas in the Western Cape. That has now been upped in stake money from $750,000 in 2021 to $2 million this coming Cape season. So the series continues at Durbanville with the 8 races. Don't forget about the Champion Punters Challenge, as Hollywood incentivized punters in the Western Cape. Get those entries in. I see they've been doing rather well as far as numbers are concerned. First race getting underway at 1:15. I will be going to the track tomorrow. I must be honest though, Sunshines, I believe it is an incredibly tricky card. I thought the way to play, well, I'm excited to go to Hollywood Bets Durbanville, is the exotics for percentages. I think we could be in for some upsets. When we move on later, we're going to find horses at prices. We're hoping the maiden plates, though, pretty much behave themselves. So 1:15, start of the bypot. This is a maiden special weights. Hollywood Bets Durbanville welcomes you over 12:50. Now, first time this horse ran Max the Otter, I was on course. There was good support from 33 to 10 into 22 to 10. A run second behind King Mo. I think there's more to come. Looked like a very nice individual. I see on www.hollywoodbets.net, open 3.0, 3 to 1, is now quoted at 5 to 2. So there has been some support. Champion Warrior, number one, is a debutante. The stable comment there is Place Chance from the Brett Crawford Yard, who's been in tremendous form. Number one, Champion Warrior, was 8.5 to 1, is now 4 to 1. Stratospheric, number 14, has eased from 3.57 to 1 out to 4.55 to 1. There's a horse in this race called Autumn Moon, who is having start number 16. Open 12.5 to 1, has gone 25 to 1. The reason why I'm mentioning this horse is that if you go back to the run behind The Heat Is On, Autumn Moon on that occasion was drawn 11 of 11, finished 4th, 1.30 lengths behind The Heat Is On. On that occasion, had the beating of Stratospheric by about a neck. Stratospheric was 5th. But if you look, there's now a turnaround in the weights of 7 kgs in favour of number 10, Autumn Moon. So I thought after the 80-day rest, that one could just improve, excuse me, and run into the money. And number 12, Max the Otter, is going to be the selection. From the 10, Autumn Moon at a price. Then the 14, Stratospheric. And even the 2, Dawnderstorm, I think would like this trip. The only concern there is Dawnderstorm does like the wet going. But 12, 10, 14, and 2. We go on to the second, which is a maiden special weights for the fillies over 12:50. And this will see the off of the Place Accumulator. Number 9, Head Girl, is quoted at 5 to 2. And then you've got these two horses, A Strawberry Light and I'll Slip Away. Now, if you go to the form line behind By Royal Command, you will see, although Strawberry Light can improve, was having the debut run, was beaten 2.25 lengths by I'll Slip Away, and is now 3.5 kgs worse off. I'm a little bit concerned about this race. I'll tell you why. Because there have been 5 runners from that form line by Royal Command. 5 runners. There's only been 1/4. And that is I'll Slip Away. I'll Slip Away, those carrying 54.5 kgs. I'm going to go with number 9, Head Girl, in front of the 2, I'll Slip Away. I thought I'll Slip Away's form lines, to be honest with you, were okay only. Then the 4, Strawberry Light, and the 3, Future Contract. 9-2-4-3. Now, in that race, they're betting 10-1 bar 3. But I'm still not totally convinced in the second. Third race is the Race Cape Hollywood Bets over 12:50. Maiden special weights once again for the fillies. Number 6, Hear My Voice, opened at 1.67, went 2-1, is now at 15-10. This horse is from the Paul Reeves yard. Richard Faree has the ride. Quite frankly, I thought the form lines in this race were weak. Very, very weak. But one would suspect that Hear My Voice is not going to have an easier opportunity than the simply beautiful seems to have lost her way recently. Another horse I want to mention at 12.5-1 is a horse called Kamika, who was racing in KZN. Showed a lot of pace the last two times. I like that one as a roughie. Showed pace but died a death. However, is only carrying 50.5 kgs. And I thought in this kind of field, we could see some improvement on that front from Kamika, who's at 2.12 a placing. I'm going with the 6 year my voice from the 1 Red Kite, the 9 Kamika, and the 4 Simply Beautiful, 6.194. Race 4, Hollywood Bet's Groom's Initiative over 1800, a maiden plate. Future Turn has been costly for punters to follow. Has lost the last two times at 8-10. Richard Faria aboard. I thought we'll enjoy the 1800 Future Turn. By the way, I see last time out was third behind Masterful Guy. Second in that race was L.A. Marie, who came out and won well. My apologies. So I'm going with Future Turn at 15-10 to finally get it right. But as I say, has cost us money in the past. Second choice is going to be number 5, Impetuous. I think there will be improvement there. Last time out was unfancied, but ran well. Then the 9 on the card, who is Signora Victoria. And after that, the 8, Mucho Dinero. There could be improvement there. 66-day rest. This was cost a fortune, $1.4 million. So 7.598 in race 4. So up to this point, we've gone with the card to behave itself. We've gone with the more fancy types. Now it changes completely. www.hollywoodbets.net, middle stakes over 12.50 is race 5. Number 1, It's Raining William, is well related to rain in Holland and also rain in your market. The stable comment, by the way, a lot of horses on this program are turning from a rest. Stable comment, Back to Best will have a huge chance at the weights, is only carrying 52. You've got Yellow Porsche Road returning from 122-day rest. The comment there, coming back from a long layoff, showing good work at home. They have Yellow Porsche Road at 5-2, shortened in from 3.03. All About L is at 4-1, consistently placed, but in my book has had plenty chances. I see It's Raining William is actually easing out, 3.57 to 4.55. I'm going to go with a horse at a price here, a horse called Silvano's Dasher. This is returning from 119-day rest. By the way, it costs $4.5 million. The comment, working well, expecting a good run. I see this has been gelded. And what I liked was the first run, the debut performance, which was at Hollywood Bets Durbanville when winning by two and three-quarter lengths. So 10-1 a win, 18-10 a place. I'm going with the 7, Silvano's Dasher, in front of the 1, who is It's Raining William. Then the 2, Yellow Porsche Road, and the 5, Voldemort, 7.125 in race 5. Race 6, Hollywood Bets Punter's Challenge, is run over the 12.50. Very tricky races to come. That's why I say, in the exotics, wide play, hoping to pull a result or two. In race 6, you've got Street Outlaw, is in from 4-1 to 3.33. Shifting Path was at 5, is now 4-1. I really like Shifting Path at first blush, but I'm a little bit concerned about some of those form lines. My selection in this race is going to be a horse at 8.33-1, second last currently appearing on the boards, a horse called Masked Vigilante, whose merit rating is coming from an 88 to an 83. It is the fourth run after the gelding. It is the peak run. Won from one course and distance in the past. Hasn't won for 545 days. But I just thought that Masked Vigilante could represent a nice each-way bet at 8.33 and just under 16-10 a place. I'm going with the 9 in front of the 1 Street Outlaw, the 8 Shifting Path, and then the 2 All Lit Up. All Lit Up, by the way, hasn't won for 774 days. 774 days. I see there's a bit of support. 8.33 to 6.25-1. But I like Masked Vigilante there as an upset. Race 7, the Cape Racing Pinnacle Stakes over 1,000 metres. Seventh race on the card. Wonderful horses in action on the Saturday at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Resonate is at 3.03-1. Safe Return is at 4-1. Irish Morning is at 4.55-1. This race is where I'm going to go with my each way bet for the day. Vaughan Marshall is bringing two horses down or back to the Western Cape from KZN. One of them is a horse that has lost the juvenile sparkle. But with Kelvin Abib aboard and the merit rating having slid from 110 to 100, and a horse that can show pace, and the 54, I'm going with Ambiorix as my each way play on the program at 8.33 to 1 a win, and a place is at 14 to 10. So the four Ambiorix from the stable companion 1, Safe Return. After that, the 8 on the card, Resonate, and the 7, who is Irish Morning. 4187 in race 7, but we're going to try with Ambiorix. Race 8 on the program. Hollywood Bet's Bright Future 2000 metres should be run 10 past 5, all going according to plan. Again, it's open. Galactic Path has won the last two. I think Galactic Path must be in with a big shout, quite honestly. The form lines are good. There's no doubt about that. Aldo de Meyer, by the way, is on a horse here called Coup de Main, who is at 12.5 to 1. I'm going to put that in for a minor berth. But Galactic Path has picked up a 5-point penalty. I still think will run well, but I'm going to take my chances with a horse here at 8.33 to 1, 17.5 to 10. I tell you why. If you look at the form of the tongue tie, there's been dramatic improvement. And also JP van der Merwe has been on the last two, and that's when the improvement came with the addition of that equipment. Also has just 52 on the back. I know only won the maiden last time out, but hopefully that trend of improvement can continue. So for me, it's going to be the 8, Nothing Else Matters, in front of the 5, Galactic Path, the 2, Tozzetti, and then the 6 on the card, Coup de Main. And I'd also have a little bit of respect there for Incredible. In fact, I'd once again go wide in race 8, 8, 5, 2, 6, and 9. And that will bring the day's proceedings in the Western Cape to a close. And we'll be back on Sunday for racing from KZN. Looks good at Durbanville. I hope we hit them hard. Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. We appreciate it. All the best. Bye-bye.